Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Ever since I can remember, I always wanted to be a nurse. And when the time came, my parents paid for me to attend the nursing program at my nearby junior college. My last year of high school should have been a sign of what was to come, and despite all of my hard work, it just really wasn't to be. I managed to complete the first year, but my grades were so bad that I wasn't allowed to re-enroll for my second year. My parents were disappointed to hear this, but no one was as sad as I was. I felt like a failure for a long time. After a few months, I pulled myself together and began planning my next move. For the moment, I had no real clear path with my life, but I was certain of one thing. Above anything else, my parents deserved to be paid back. They naturally insisted that it wasn't necessary, but I made up my mind already and nobody was going to change it. But without a job, this was just not going to be possible. And therefore, I began the search the following day. It wasn't long until I was hired at a small diner downtown. I'd never waited tables in my life, but it was a paying job. And that was all that really mattered to me at that moment. I took my new job rather quickly. It wasn't as difficult as I really expected. The shorthand was the hardest part, but once I'd learned it, everything else was pretty much gravy. I'd been at the diner about 3 months when this guy, John, first came in for lunch.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
John, quote-unquote, as he asked that I call him, was this older guy. He was thin and wiry, and that first Sunday, he just so happened to be seated in my area. And from there on, he made it a point to always be seated where I was working. I could tell that he was special from the start. I felt unusually comfortable speaking to him. We'd exchanged names before I even had a chance to get his coffee. It was like I was speaking to a family member, and despite his reserved manner, he was very honest about his life and the mistakes he'd made. On one of those Sundays, I mentioned his tattoos and he proceeded to tell me all about them. I was shocked when he said that he'd served 20 years in prison earlier in his life. My perception of what a criminal looked like changed greatly after meeting him. His teens and early 20s were chaotic, and his abuse of alcohol and drugs led him into a life of crime. One day, he found himself neck deep in a plot to actually rob a bank. The robbery did not go well, obviously, and after a member of the public was injured, he had to go on the run. He was eventually caught, and his reluctance to name the rest of the gang meant that he was given the maximum penalty. And after serving the majority of his sentence, he was released, I guess, in the early 2000s. But since that time, he had been keeping his nose completely clean, and most of his life was now spent between work and church, and he had just left services that Sunday when he first dropped into the diner. If I was a religious person, I might think that we were destined to meet. It was during one of his other Sunday visits where my reason for waiting tables was brought up. John asked why a girl as intelligent as me was serving food. I told him about my dreams of becoming a nurse and my failed attempt at school. He talked about regrets and failures in his life. On his way out that day, he urged me to give it a second try at school before I got too old. In his mind, all I needed was a little life experience and I'd do better the next time. I knew that he was just being nice for my sake, but I'll admit that his energy was very motivating. I thought my dream was in the past, but hearing his encouraging words proved me wrong. Psyched up or not, that phase of life was going to have to wait until I paid my parents back. And for the present, work was my focus, and I continued working every shift available, and every Sunday, John and I would grow more familiar with each other. This lasted for roughly 3 months until he stopped showing up. I guess that he was sick or busy or something and figured that he'd come back the next Sunday, but when that next Sunday arrived and he was nowhere to be seen. After 3 weeks of no-shows, I just gave up hope. It was a sad day when I realized that he wasn't coming back. He'd kind of become a father figure to me in that brief time, and his encouraging words had lifted me from the hole of disappointment that I'd been in for the past year. Unfortunately, life is a series of meetings and goodbyes, I guess. I picked myself up and just carried on with my work. Soon, I'd all but forgotten about this John guy. And 5 months passed, and one afternoon I was doing something in the back when the head cook said someone wanted to speak to me. I walked out and saw a middle-aged man standing by the cash register. He introduced himself as a police officer from our local department. When I asked what he wanted, he handed me this manila envelope with my name written on it. He proceeded to tell me that John had left it behind for me. I was naturally confused and asked what it was. He couldn't tell me, and I was beginning to get annoyed with him. When I started to press him for it, he made it clear that he couldn't say anything else other than that John was dead. I'd suspected that this may have actually been the case, but hearing it out loud started to really hurt a lot. I didn't have the heart to go on after that, and I just simply thanked the detective and he left. With the envelope in my hand, I went back to open it. I now wish that I never had. Inside was a stack of money with a bank band wrapped around it, and my mouth grew drier as I counted it. I recounted it several times and came up with the same amount, $10,000, along with the cash. A note was included and it read, "If you're reading this, I'm dead. I'd wanted to give it to you myself, but my old life caught up with me. Take this and pay your parents what you owe them. Use the rest to go back to school. You're too smart to be waiting tables at some greasy spoon. Life is too short to have regrets. Good luck and don't give up on your dreams. You got this." At the bottom of the page was his full signature, a name I'd never gotten the chance to learn, and there was a ton of emotions flowing through me in that moment. His faith in me was touching beyond belief, far more than I ever had in myself. My mind drifted from the money for a brief time, but a sick feeling quickly came rushing through me a moment later. What was all this? Where had John gotten all this money from? He was some ex-con who drove a 20-year-old truck and painted houses for a living. I read back through his note, and a chilling line got my attention. My old life caught up with me. What did he mean by this? Did he rob a bank or steal it from somewhere else? My heart began pounding out of my chest, and I'm terrified that somebody may be looking for this money and it leads them to me.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I've also considered the possibility that it's all a setup by the police, and maybe they think I was part of the theft and are waiting for me to do something else. I'm not a criminal. I don't know how these types of things work. It's been 2 weeks since I got the envelope, and I still have no idea what to do with it. I still go to work every day like normal, but I'm always looking around for something to happen. I hate to involve other people in this, but I think I need advice from you guys. What do you think I should do? The money would solve all of my problems and set me up for the future, but I can't shake the feeling that something bad's gonna happen. Let me know what you think, and I could really use all the help that I can get.
I work at Dunkin', and this is something that happened several months ago. I've had the job for almost a year. The location that I work at doesn't seem to be that busy most of the time. I guess it's not in the most populated area, but we do get a good amount of people during the morning rush. That's when a lot of people stop by for coffee and donuts. But other than that, we're pretty quiet for much of the day. On the day of this story, I was working a shift that started in the morning and ended in the late afternoon. So when I got there, I think about 10 a.m., we were somewhat busy. The busiest time of the day had passed, but I was working with two other coworkers. Shortly after I got there, one of them left, and by 2 p.m., I would be all by myself. Now, I would say at around 1 p.m., I was standing behind the counter, and no customers were inside. Then, a man walked in. He was a larger guy with blondish-colored hair and a bit of a beard, which was the same color. After entering, he walked up to the counter right in front of me. I said hi, and the man said that he would have an everything bagel with cream cheese. Unfortunately, we had run out of everything bagels that day. We likely wouldn't have any more until the next morning. After I told the man we didn't have any everything bagels, I thought maybe he would order something else. Instead, he just said okay and walked out. Now, about an hour went by. We got a couple customers in that time, but not many. Then the same man walked in. When I realized it was him again, I found it a little bit interesting. He walked up to the counter once more and ordered the same thing as before. I told him we still didn't have any of that kind of bagel. Without saying a word or even showing any kind of emotion, he just left again. Now I found this to be strange. I didn't really know what this guy's situation was, but it only gets weirder. About 30 minutes after that, the man came back. The same as the first two times, he walked in and approached me at the counter. He asked for an everything bagel again. I told him we still didn't have any and wouldn't for the rest of the day. Then I asked him why he kept coming in here and ordering it. The man denied ever being in here before. He said this was his first time. I thought that he was joking, even though he wasn't smiling and actually seemed serious. I told him that he was here two times before and ordered the same thing, but he claimed that he wasn't here. I was telling him how he had come before and stuff, but as I was talking, he just walked out and left the place again, completely ignoring me. I thought that it was really strange. By that time, I was just working by myself. We really weren't that busy anymore at all. So I kept working, and things were slow as expected. For the next probably hour or so, we had only maybe three or four people come in. Then the man returned. This time, though, I spotted him at a window. Like many Dunkins, we have some large windows so you can see a lot of outside. I just remember noticing the man standing outside of the window and just looking in. He put his hands up against the glass and moved his face really close. He was just staring in with wide eyes. It was really creepy, to be honest. He just kept staring in, and after a while, I waved at him. Nothing happened, though, and he didn't move. This went on for the longest time. I thought about going outside, but decided not to. As time went on, the expression on his face seemed to get angrier and angrier. Eventually, after about 10 minutes, he finally walked away. I tried to see where he was going, if he drove here or what, but he just walked around the building out of my sight. It seemed as though he went into another property nearby after that. I was so weirded out by the whole thing. I still don't know what happened. Since that day, I haven't seen the man. I used to work overnights at a 24-hour Dunkin'. I'm not sure whose idea it was for us to be open 24 hours, but nobody ever came in late at night. At least, not to the location that I worked at. It was actually kind of nice, though, because I never really had to do that much work. By the time I left, the morning employees would be there, and they would take care of the busy time in the morning. That's when everybody would be getting coffee and stuff before work. But I didn't have to worry about that. I would just help the few people that got coffee in the late night and overnight hours. One night, I was working, and obviously by myself. I think that it was about 2 o'clock in the morning at this time. We hadn't had any customers in a while. I was just chilling behind the counter, sort of in the back. I remember hearing the door open, so I moved closer to the counter to see who was there.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the States in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps. with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I expected a customer to come up and order something, but instead, the first thing I saw was a man walking through the lobby and sit down at a table. The guy never faced me and was looking in the opposite direction the whole time, so I didn't really see his face at all. He was also wearing a sweatshirt with a hood and was looking down. He then sat down at a table, facing completely away from me. I found this behavior to be slightly suspicious, but still, I wasn't going to freak out or anything. I stood there for about a minute in case he got up to order something, but he stayed there. I couldn't tell if he was on his phone or something. That's what I assumed he was doing, because he was just looking down at the table, it appeared. When it became apparent that he probably wasn't going to get up and order something, I moved away. I went a little bit more into the back where I could chill and go on my phone or whatever. I couldn't really see much about in the lobby from there, but I could see part of it. For example, I could basically just see the register and where people would order, as well as part of the donut case. I was back there for probably like 10 minutes. I didn't see or hear anything, so I assumed that the man was still just sitting there. I got up to walk back over to the counter. As soon as I got back out, I saw the man standing there. He was to the right of where you order, but right in front of the counter. He was facing me, except I saw that he had very long hair, and it was coming down in front of his face. It was a very creepy sight. I could barely see any part of his actual face because of it. Was he trying to scare me or something? I walked over to him and asked if I could help. Instead of ordering something or even answering me, the man then jumped over the counter. I quickly moved to the side and away from him. Now that he was on the employees only side of the counter, he started running over to me. When he got close, he reached out to grab me. I moved away just on time though, and I ran for the door and left the building. The man did not chase me outside and remained in there. So I went for my car, which was the only vehicle in the parking lot. I got inside, locked the doors, and then called the police. Then I waited in my car for them to arrive. If the man came out and chased after me at any point, I would be able to drive away. Luckily, he didn't. The police got there a short time later and then entered the building. They found the man crouched down behind the counter. When he was located, the guy tried fighting off the officers before he was eventually arrested. I think that he was under the influence of drugs, and that was to blame for his crazy behavior. After this experience, I wanted to get off the night shift as soon as possible. It took 2 weeks, but I was soon able to. Not long after that, I quit Duncan and moved on. That was by far the scariest thing that happened while I worked there.
I started taking evening walks around campus in my final year of college. It wasn't long before I began noticing that it helped me keep my weight down and clear my head after a long day of work. After graduation, I kept up the practice and continued doing it to this day. While many of those around me had become diabetic and hypertensive, causing them to become dependent on multiple medications, I have none of those problems. In fact, my blood pressure is consistently well within the normal range, just as my weight and blood sugar are, and at present, I'm the only member of my family able to make such a claim, actually. As I approach my 43rd birthday, I see no reason to ever stop those post-dinner walks. For anyone reading this interested in getting healthier, I recommend walking over jogging every time. You get all the benefits without the wear and tear on your body that you often get from running. Knee problems come to mind specifically. Anyways, like everything in life, there will always be a few downsides to any activity though. Most of those will come from the outside world and those things that you just can't control. The story I'm telling today involves one such downside. The setting was a nice, cool summer evening. I had just completed a wonderful dinner with my family and set out for my usual 4-mile trek around my neighborhood. I'd made this walk 1,000 times and never encountered anything worse than a dog who'd escaped from its owner. These walks, being one of the rare times in my life I got to myself, I'd use it to plan out my future or just enjoy the beautiful music of nature going on all around me. For this reason, I generally walked alone. Although I never stopped anyone from coming along, I think my family realized that I preferred the solitude. On this night, the sun was just beginning to dip below the horizon. I was coming up to the midway point where I turned for home. My street comes to a dead end exactly 2 miles from my house. At that dead end, there's a big oak tree that I walk around. I have no particular reason to do it, it just became a habit after a while. Anyway, I just made my turn and was heading back when a man's voice boomed out from behind me.
"Good evening, neighbor."
I almost jumped out of my skin when I heard it. I looked over my shoulder and saw a man jogging up to me. I was so annoyed that I actually barked a curse at him. He seemed to come out of nowhere. There was a bunch of trees off to the left, but I didn't see or hear anyone over there when I passed by. Something about it just didn't seem right, though. It was getting dark, but from what I could tell, I'd never seen the man before, and I had no interest in making friends at that moment, especially this guy. His popping up from behind me had me in a bad mood. I'm not usually a rude person, but something about him bothered me, and it went beyond his sneaky arrival. I attempted to just lose him, but he actually eventually caught up. Now I was sure that I didn't know him.
"It's unseasonably cold for this time of the year, isn't it?"
His attempt at small talk kind of grated on me, and I could feel the scowl on my face. All I wanted at that moment was just to get home. I fought the urge to tell him to just buzz off. I didn't want to be rude. Despite being clueless, he'd done nothing wrong, really. We walked another mile or so together before my house showed up, and this entire time he'd continued rambling on about nothing important, and I didn't really say anything back. The relief that I felt seeing my house in the distance was quickly replaced by this sense of dread. I wasn't sure if I wanted this annoying man to know where I lived. Instead of turning onto my street, I just kept walking. I had no plan of how I was going to shake the guy, but I figured that I'd come up with it as I walked. We carried on for about 20 yards or so before he said something that just made my blood run cold.
"Hey, Nick, isn't that your street we just passed?"
This sort of sick feeling washed over me, and I actually felt like I broke out into a cold sweat. I took another step and everything just kind of went silent. An indescribable rage boiled inside of me. I could hear my heart pounding inside my head. And finally, I blew up on the man in a way I'd never had before on anyone. I screamed at him, "Who in the hell are you? I'd never met you before in my life, and how do you know my name?" "I know I didn't tell it to you," I said. A smug smile seemed to kind of spread across his face, and it was just beyond spine-chilling in that moment.
"Well, it looks like you got me."
He was already this rather imposing gentleman, but that smile made him just monstrous in my eyes. An air of menace poured off of him like cheap cologne, and I grew more nervous the longer I stood there, but despite the terror that I felt, my ego prodded me to just assert myself there. To some onlooker, it might have been like seeing a sardine trying to intimidate a great white. "I don't know who in the hell you think you are or why you decided to bother me, but I can promise you that if you ever bother me again, I'll shove my foot so far up your you-know-what. You'll need a surgeon to remove it." I actually said that. It was laughable, and it was an empty threat. I'm an average-sized man, but he could have bent me into a pretzel if he really wanted to. By this point, I was so scared and angry that I was shaking uncontrollably. I'm sure that he could see it, and it probably went a long way assuring him that he had the upper hand. Even after all of my sort of threats and yelling, that weird grin that he had never seemed to fade. There was another long, uncomfortable silence. I was almost relieved when that guy finally spoke.
"Have a nice night, Nick."
I was at a loss at how to react. So I just turned and began walking toward home. Every few yards or so, I'd look over my shoulder to ensure that he wasn't following. Each time, I half expected him to pop up right behind me and strangle me to death with his massive hands. I kept this up until I got inside my house. And now that I was, quote-unquote safe, the fear overwhelmed me so much that I had to run to the bathroom, and I legitimately vomited. I'd never done that before. But once I heaved up my entire dinner, I rinsed out my mouth and washed my face in the sink. And I kind of stared at myself in the reflection, wondering why I'd reacted so negatively to that guy. Never in my life have I ever had an experience like this, nor can I fully explain what had happened. All I know is that every cell in my body told me to just get away. His very presence just felt wrong for some unexplainable reason, and this made me hate him. Had he not acted so strange when I confronted him, I may still be questioning my behavior. Now, I know I'm not explaining it very well, and most of you probably reading this probably think I'm crazy, but I can only describe how I felt at that moment. I briefly thought about calling the police, but I had no idea what I would even say if I did. Making small talk with a neighbor is hardly a crime, and if anyone acted suspiciously, it was me. Threatening to assault a stranger didn't sound like a sane reaction to the situation. I chose to keep my mouth shut and say nothing, and that includes to my wife. There was no way she'd even understand, and I don't really blame her. After that incident, I began carrying my handgun with me in the evenings and changed the route that I took. Fortunately, I would never have another experience like that again, but I would see that man one more time. It had been 5 or 6 months since he and I had spoken. I was doing a good job putting the incident behind me. One afternoon, my wife and I were unloading groceries from the car, and a silver four-door sedan slowly drove by. The driver waved at us, and being the friendly neighbor that I usually am, I waved back. I barely lowered my hand when I realized that the driver was that same stranger. All those awful feelings came flooding back. That horrible smile burned into my mind, and I'm not sure how long I was really standing there, and my wife's voice pulled me back to earth. She asked if I was okay and said that I was white as a sheet. Rather than dredge up the whole story and risk looking like some insane person, I told her that I was probably just dehydrated.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
She accepted the excuse, and we went back to unloading the car. 5 years have gone by, and I haven't seen this guy since. Even though I've had all this time to think about it, I still have no idea why he and I crossed paths that day. He obviously sought me out, but that's all I can be certain of. I've had some minor disagreements with a few neighbors, but nothing that I could think justified hiring someone to intimidate or even stalk me. He never gave me a message or threatened me like you'd think a person like that would. Unless he shows up again or someone brings it up, I can only conclude that he chose me at random to just bully. And now that I've finally told people about what happened, I intend to make this the last time that I talk about it. Hopefully, sharing it here will allow me to let it go once and for all, and it can be forgotten about forever.
Our official merch store is finally here. If you want to support more of our channel, check out our merch shop. The link is in the description down below. See you on the next video.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.